This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday. Oh my gosh, the work week is almost over. It's one more show and then the work week's over. No. I'll be here tomorrow. Don't start with me. But tomorrow, as you know, is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So that doesn't even count. That's practically the weekend, man. And we have all kinds of stuff for you tonight. The death of everything. Man, do we have some death of everything updates for you out there. NYPD lowering those fitness standards. Oh, we're about to have a talk about that. We're about to have a talk about offense. More talk about offense, what it looks like, what we should be doing, offense versus defense. We're going to talk about why we should be building a statue to Rush Limbaugh. And it's actually not just about Rush Limbaugh. Frankly, if you hate Rush Limbaugh, which I can't imagine you would, but if you hate Rush Limbaugh, it'll still be something you want by the time we're done talking about it. The system taking care of its own. Why Democrats have a Joe Biden problem. A big one. Climate change, death cultists, emails. Got a bunch of emails from you men in the trades, which I love. All that and so much more is coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But let us begin with offense. Let us begin with a smaller way to play offense. We'll get to bigger things which we could be doing, like schools and statues and things like that. But we're going back to this personal life thing. I'm talking about you personally playing offense. And you should know, I'm talking about me. When I say what I'm about to say to you, something I've said before, I want you to know I'm talking to myself as well. And while you sit there and squirm with what I'm about to say, understand that I'm squirming with you. I'm asking you to do something that I am also going to engage in, and it will be just as uncomfortable to me as it is to you. Headline. NYPD lowers fitness standard by scrapping the timed 1.5 mile run for new recruits. 1.5 miles, that's it. Go run 1.5 miles. And you have to run it under a certain time. By the way, the time is not even bad. It's something, I'm 41, I could go run this time right now. It's not difficult at all. 1.5 miles. Time being removed. Okay? All right, let's set that aside for a moment. There's all kinds of headlines like this I could read. Delaware Supreme Court lowers the bar exam score to be more diverse. Okay. You know what? We'll come back to that one. Let's stick with the NYPD one for a moment. Do you have a friend who votes Democrat? When you talk to your friend who votes Democrat, maybe this weekend, it's Thursday after all, maybe tomorrow night, maybe you have plans going out with couples, maybe you're getting together with family, maybe you got a birthday party this weekend, whatever the case may be. Do you have someone you know who will be there who votes Democrat? Well, you don't need to get in their face, but I know you've experienced what I've experienced. I've experienced it over and over and over again. We've talked about it endlessly. I don't hang out with political people. I don't live in D.C. I hang out with normal people just like you do, and we have big parties in the neighborhood and kids' parties and birthday parties and Super Bowl parties and Christmas parties, and it's a blast, and everyone gets together, and we stuff ourselves with food, and it's fun, and there's a few Democrats in the neighborhood, and everyone cringes when they walk in. But why do they cringe when they walk in? Is it because they're Democrats? Of course not. Of course not. No one really cares. It's not a political party. It's a birthday party. Everyone cringes when they walk in because the Democrat walks in and the Democrat immediately, with no sense of decorum whatsoever, immediately starts talking politics. It's happened to me more times than I can count. I'll be there with a couple of my buddies. We're sitting there over the queso dip, couple beers, talking about the kids or whatever, complaining like old men do about the yard or whatever the case may be, talking about who knows what, and up comes the neighborhood Democrat. You see what that idiot Trump did? What an idiot! And we're all sitting there looking at each other thinking, oh gosh, here we go again. We just can't have a moment. But you know what the problem with that is? The problem with that is me. You know why I'm the problem in that situation? You know why? You want to know why you've been the problem in that situation? Here's why. Because you want to be left alone. And I want to be left alone. And I want to go to my neighborhood party. And I want to go to my family reunion this weekend. And my crazy liberal uncle, I don't have a crazy liberal uncle. But if I did, my crazy liberal uncle, I don't want to have to deal with politics. You know why? Not just because I don't want to talk politics. I love talking politics. I don't want to make the people around me uncomfortable. I don't want to do this in front of the kids. I don't want to start an argument. I have a sense of decorum. I have a sense of the people around me, of what is and what is not appropriate. And because of that, I tend to roll my eyes or walk away, or I should say I have tended to roll my eyes or walk away whenever the crazy neighborhood comes up. Man, Trump sucks. These pro-life idiots. No more. Now we dance. For too long, we have allowed the communists to be the aggressor in this society. For too long. It was a listener suggestion, the greatest suggestion ever. You can consider this official on the Jesse Kelly Show. The You Voted for This campaign begins, and not only has it begun, I want you to email me when you do it so I can read them on the air. The email is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know what you can email there, your love, your hate, your death threats. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But I want your You Voted for This stories, wherever they may be. If you're in school, all your friends, Jesse, I've got to keep quiet because all my friends, they're all liberal. They're all yelling at me. Why do you have to keep quiet? Why does the communists get to speak and you have to be quiet? Why do I have to walk away from the neighborhood conversation? Why? I want what's right. He wants to burn everything down. No. You know what? Let's have a confrontation. Let's have a conversation. You want to talk politics? Let's talk politics. Your Democrat friend, I can't believe what's happening with the crime in New York. It's crazy, man. Did you see that guy just got shot in the Bronx? Yeah, you voted for this. What? No, I didn't. I didn't. Eric Adams was... You voted for this. He was supposed to... Did you vote for Eric Adams? You voted for this. Did you vote for Kathy Hochul? You voted for this. Someone got shot because of you. Until you change the way you vote, this will continue to happen. This is your fault. Now, do you still want to sit here over the chip dip and have this conversation? Or do you want to carry your communist butt out of the house? I told you the last time I did this, because I've started this. I told you when I was on vacation over Christmas time in the Bahamas, when this crazy nut job came up to us outside. And immediately, these anti-vaxxers and everything else. And I told him, I think you need to go back inside. And he was so stunned. You know why he was so stunned as he slunk back inside? You know why he was so stunned? I was actually ashamed. Not because I made him go back inside. I was ashamed of the right, and I was ashamed of myself because that guy was stunned because nobody had ever spoken to him that way when he started going off about it. Everybody had done what I've done my entire life. Roll their eyes, mutter under their breath, let's walk away, let's just let him have it. Okay, he's being loud, no more. The silent majority stops being silent now. The silent majority starts getting loud now. I'm not ashamed of what I believe. I am proud of what I believe. What I believe is right, and what communists believe is evil. So why is the person who believes right, why should I be quiet and you speak? For decorum? No. You wanted to bring it in? Then let's dance. Oh, it's a child's birthday party, and you want to talk about the border? Fine. Let's talk about what you voted for. Oh, man, I love Joe Biden. He's the best. Oh, really? He's flooding the country with fentanyl. 100,000 Americans died last year because of your president. I love Joe Biden. Good. Listen to this, mother. You voted
but
for this.
But 100,000 die every year and nothing's being done. Not enough is being done. Numbers are going up, not down. And you talk about children being taken away from their parents. My children were taken away from me.
You voted for this. You don't have to be quiet. You and I, and I'm talking to myself, we've been quiet for too long. For too long, we have allowed the communist demonic hordes to be the aggressors in our day-to-day lives, at our workplace, in our schools, at our family events. We have allowed ourselves, out of the interest of decorum and politeness, we have allowed ourselves to be bullied into some form of silence that must stop now. No, you're wrong. I'm right. Mad about gas? You voted for it. Mad about the price of eggs? You voted for it. You mad that the whole NYPD is about to turn into a bunch of fatties because they can't run a mile and a half? Tough. You voted for it. Change your habits or stop complaining. So fired up tonight. I think I might have took too much chalk today, Chris. I'm going to calm down now. This happens sometimes when I wake up and then when I get a really good night's sleep. I get extra motivated in the morning, and I try to eat good in the morning, and you know what a bad eater I am. We actually have two pizzas and chicken wings on the – Chris is laughing because we do. We have two pizzas and chicken wings on the way to the studio as we speak right now. But when I wake up in the morning, I try to eat good and start the day off right. And then what happens is I lift, and I come downstairs, and then I take my male vitality stack from Chalk. And when I take it, I bet you it's the Tomcat. I bet you that the male vitality stack is three different things, by the way. But I bet you it's the Tomcat that has me bouncing off the walls. I need to go hit a heavy bag or something right now. You want to feel like this? Go to choq.com, chalk.com, promo code Jesse, fellas, and get a male vitality stack. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, you too. You're going to have to join in this. We need your mouth. Female vitality stack. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off subscriptions. Go get one now. I'm not done.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, continuing on our theme of offense tonight. Offense. It's about way more than the NYPD. Look, I live in Texas. I'm going to play something for you. It just happened here in Texas. Remember something. Remember, we talked a little bit about this. I think it was last night, if not the night before. How the communist will attack you in so many different dishonest ways. He will attack our country in so many dishonest ways that what happens is we eventually get worn down and we will just stop fighting for some of the things that he says. The way I've described it before is he's trying to fence you in so you don't have the freedom to say the things he doesn't want you to say and do the things he doesn't want you to do. So he doesn't immediately try to put you in a phone booth. That wouldn't work. Instead, he just makes little language changes. This is one of the great ways he fences you in. Why do you think I call the ladies who wait on you and dudes who wait on you in the airplane now, because they're basically all dudes, why do you think I still call them stewardesses? You think I don't know that they now are called flight attendants? Of course I know that. Why? It's one small way I protest against the fences that have been built all the time. And we've been so reluctant to play offense, or we've been so mindful of decorum that it makes it so easy to just do the... He's only asking for a little thing. Remember, he doesn't ask for the world right off the bat. He just asks for a little thing. Hey, just a little thing. How many New York Post headlines have I read for you on this show calling illegal immigrants migrants? Migrant, migrant, migrant this, migrant that, migrant this. I want you to listen to this. And this is why they build these fences around you. They want to take their words, their ambition, their goals, and they want to cut it off from criticism. So they try to fence in your language at all times. And then what they do when they do that, when you protest, They say, hey, let's not get political. This is, this is masterful. Listen to this.
I heard you say Texans. Is that Texans or does it include illegal immigrants that come across as well? Are you counting any of those whatsoever? Does that include that number?
Before you answer.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, no, before you answer, so we can have a conversation offline, but that term illegal immigrants is just,
They're here illegally, and they are immigrants.
This is training. Remember, the communist is trained from an early age in this country, not just in the hatred of America. He is trained by his communist teachers. He's trained by his communist friends. Communist finishing school in that you know as university. That's where you're currently paying a fortune to have your child be ruined by these people. The communist is mindful of what he's doing. She's doing this on purpose. Watch her try. She fails, thankfully. Watch her try in real time. Try to build fences around what this guy can or can't say.
I didn't say that to bring up an argument.
No, I know, but we're trying to have a start off on the right.
I asked a very passive question, Chairwoman. That is a simple. No, wait. That's a simple term, and it's legal and it's ethical. And it wasn't meant to stir anything up, and I'm getting frustrated. It's the reason I want to know is the population increasing due to people moving from other states, coming from Mexico? That's a better way to ask it. Do you know?
I'm going to ask the members to keep their remarks on. We're going to try to not have politicized discussions right now, especially at our first.
I hear you and I agree.
We're not going to. Hey, don't make it political. Use the words I demand you use. No. Whoa. You didn't use approved words. I fenced you in. I gave you the list of words that are approved. And now I've told you the words that are not approved. You're trying to use words that I did not approve. Why are you politicizing this? I play this for you not because I think you care about some stupid meeting in Texas. I play this for you because you experience this in your life. I experience this in my life. And guess what? I fail at this all the time. I was called out one time by a listener, rightly so, for using the term fossil fuels. It was just something I used all the time. It's just what I'm talking about, oil and gas. I talk about fossil fuels. That's their word. They fenced me in with that word, and that's how they do it. I'm going to play it for you again, and I want you to put yourself in this situation. Let's not get political. Let's not get the. This happens with the Democrat in your life. At the family birthday party this weekend, they'll try to fence you in. This is a tactic. It is learned. Never go along with it.
I heard you say Texans. Is that Texans or does it include illegal immigrants that come across as well? Are you counting any of those whatsoever? Does that include that number?
Before you answer.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, no. Before you answer, so we can have a conversation offline, but that term illegal immigrants is just. I'm going to ask the members to keep their remarks on. We're going to try to not have politicized discussions right now.
Building fences, walling you in, making sure there are places you can't go, things you can't insult, insulating their agenda from you. That's how they do it. Now let's talk a little bit more about offense, and then we're going to move on and make fun of Liz Cheney and talk about how horrible Biden is and many other things. Speaking of offense, one of the heartbreaking things we talk about a lot on the show is how much of the current filth we pay for. You pay for and I pay for. They take our money, this government, because they've insulated themselves in the government and they've insulated their agenda in the government. They steal our money, our tax dollars, and then they use our money to advance the communist agenda. We can't do anything about it. We're powerless. That's what sucks. Well, I take that back. Not powerless. Powerless when it comes to the government. You got to pay your taxes or they'll throw you in a cage. You have power when it comes to the private sector. The government's doing it enough to us. We don't have to take our money and use our private money to fund our opposition. Do you pay AT&T for cell service? Verizon? Do you pay T-Mobile? You're paying your enemy to hate you. Switch to Pure Talk. They love you. And you'll save money. Same great 5G network. Dial #250 right now and say Jesse Kelly. Takes 10 minutes. #250. Say Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till then. All 3 hours, ask me anything. Get your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Got tons of emails from you dudes in the trades. Here's a couple. Jesse, to everyone coming out of high school and college, join the trades. I'm a 26-year-old kid working for an electrician making $80,000 a year plus benefits. The average American electrician is 41. Young men in the trades are already a hot commodity, and we're going to become even more valuable as these studs retire out. The trades will advance and evolve, but they will never go away. Just a reminder, you young men going into the trades now, starting out, work a few years, that job's an $80,000, $90,000 job now. That job's much more than that in 10, 15 years when the old timers retire and there's no one left to do the job. You see, right now, if I pull up my phone and I look up plumbers in my area, I haven't done this, but let's just say I'll get 10, 15 of them. But in 10 or 15 years, there will be 5 of them, thus driving the prices of the ones up through the roof. Another one, Jesse. I'm an aircraft maintenance manager for a large freight hauling company located in the Mid-South. I hire aircraft mechanics. I have some making over $200,000 a year with overtime. All you need is an airframe and power plant license. I got mine after being in the military and qualifying for an FAA based on experience. By the way, quick side note, I'll come back to his email. I had a couple buddies I was in boot camp with in the Marines. They were going to become aircraft mechanics in the Marine Corps. I'm sure that's still probably a thing. Starting salary, they had to do 4 years, three. I think they had to do 4 years. 4 years, Marine Corps, aircraft mechanic, walk right out of the Marine Corps after 4 years and into a $75,000 a year job. Starting out. Moving on, the guy says, otherwise, you can go to A&P school for 2 years, which my state will pay for afterwards. Remember, I told you yesterday, a lot of this cheap schooling you have to go to gets paid for. You work for somewhere for 3 years on heavy jets. They also have an apprentice program, so on and so forth. But we're talking about supporting a family in your early 20s, mid-20s. Just a little reminder out there. All right, back to offense, back to playing offense, because we're going to remain on our you voted for this campaign. But offense is more than that. We've been talking about this a lot. How many times have you heard me complain about the statues, the communists removing statues? We've talked about why they do it endlessly. We're not going to go over that again, but I don't like it. It sucks, right? It's horrible. It's not just statues of Robert E. Lee. They're taking down statues of Thomas Jefferson, Christopher Columbus, Teddy Roosevelt statue removed from New York City. Teddy Roosevelt is New York City, and they removed his statue. Now, let me ask you something. If I'm sitting there, I'm in power, and the communists come to me and they say, hey, tear down this statue of Teddy Roosevelt. And I say to them, no, I will not remove this statue of Teddy Roosevelt. The answer is no. Let me ask you, did I just play offense? No. That's defense. Now, hold on. It's necessary. I'm not insulting defense. You have to say no a lot. You have to play a lot of defense when you're dealing with an aggressive, anti-human, destructive religion like communism. Defense is necessary. I said no. That's good. But that's not defense. Let me ask you something else. I was thinking about this morning when I was eating breakfast. When is the last time you saw a statue be erected of anybody on the right? I know we complain about the communists tearing down the other statues. I know we complain about statues of George Floyd popping up all over the country. They got him in Minneapolis. I think we have one here in Houston. I know they have one in New York City. The George Floyd statues all over the country. Drug addict dies in police custody, and they're having funerals for him and building statues. Now, let me ask you. Oh, yeah, with the gold casket. Good point, Chris. Let me ask you something again. When is the last time we built a statue to anybody? Remember that communist who listens to the show? And I love that she does, because she writes in about the communist mindset and we get to learn from her. By the way, former communist, I should say. If you're listening, please keep emailing in. Remember what she said one time? I read you the email on the air. We were complaining about child drag shows, right? We're always trying to stop this. They're putting on a drag show for kids and we got to stop it. And let's call and let's boycott and call City Hall. Yeah, okay, good. But is that offense? If we rally like we should and we get something stopped like that, did we play offense? No, that's defense. That's defense. That's them trying to take more ground and us digging our heels in and stopping. So what did she say? She emailed in and she said, yeah, fine, stop the child drag shows. Why aren't you coming up with your own shows? That's what we do. She said, we'll all go. Well, there'll be a meeting of 10 people. All 10 people will leave the meeting. I'm paraphrasing here. All 10 people will leave the meeting with the mission to all of them start their own shows. So all of a sudden, instead of one show that we're fighting against, part of the reason you feel surrounded is the communist understands how to maximize what you see and feel. 10 communists will go start 10 child drag shows. What shows do we start? What statues have we built? I've brought this up before, and I mean this all the way. And I don't know that I have the means to make this happen. Well, I know I don't have the financial means, but I don't know if I have the pull and the networking ability to make this happen. But I actually might try to start on this. Why is there not a statue to Rush Limbaugh? Now, hear me out. I actually don't care whether or not you were a Rush fan. I'm assuming you were a Rush fan, but that doesn't matter. This icon of the right for 20, 30 years, educated America. How many Rush babies out there are listening to the sound of my voice right now? How many? A lot. Influenced our culture for 20, 30 years. He died, just had the 2-year anniversary of his passing, and what happened after he died? We were sad. And that was it. We were bummed out. One funeral. He's buried in Missouri. God bless him and his family. But why is there not a Rush Limbaugh library complex with a big statue to him sitting out in front? That's what the communist would have done. The communist not only tears down your statues, he replaces them with the statues he wants you to kneel in front of. Why do we not have statues? Now, not that we want to kneel to it. We don't want to go worship a statue of any kind, let alone one of of anybody, really. But why does Rush Limbaugh not have a statue to himself? Why are we not building our own monuments? You and I, and I'm to blame, we complain about Hollywood all the time, and rightfully so. Hollywood sucks. Hollywood's trash. Why are we not making our own movies? And I know there are companies out there like the Daily Wire who are starting, and I applaud them to it. And I know that the faith-based movies are something that have really, really picked up. Chris, why aren't you people making any movies? Like, are there any? Where are the Jewish movies out there, Chris? Look, I'm serious. The Christian movies just started taking off 4 or 5 years ago. Didn't really take off. Where aren't? Chris, that's not right. Chris said we have all the studios. Chris, that's not right. Anyway, setting that aside, That's offense. We don't play it. And I'm not sure, because we've been conditioned for so long we've been conditioned. I'm not sure we know how to play it. I'm not sure we have the stomach to play it. I've got another very direct suggestion for you. It's going to probably make you uncomfortable. You ready for it? You want to know what offense looks like? You ready to play some offense? I'll tell you in a second. Till we get to that, you better play some defense against home title thieves, because they hack into your home title. And it was the weirdest day. I opened up, because I have my email on my phone just like you do. I opened it up and I looked at it, and it was my home title sitting there, only it had my signature on it. It's my own signature, and I looked at it and thought, okay, that looks real. And it had the wife's signature on it, and hers looked real. Hacked into my home title. You know how long it took them to hack into my home title? I found out later. You ready? 7 minutes. It took them 7 minutes to hack into my home title, forge signatures on it. They then go to lending institutions and take out loans against your home. They'll evict you from your home for this. Stop these people before they begin, all right? Go to Home Title Lock. That's where you go. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. They will detect the tampering and shut it down. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Got to play some defense against them. But we need to play offense. You ready to get uncomfortable? You sure you're ready to play offense? Hang on, we'll talk about it.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
There's too much confusion.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night. You know what? Chris, I've decided I'm taking phone calls later on tonight. I don't know what they're going to be about yet, per se. They probably won't be general interest calls. It'll probably be something fairly stupid that makes me laugh out loud, because Lord knows the week's been heavy enough. But we're taking phone calls. Don't call yet. No. Don't call yet. That's going to have to wait until later on. Offense. You want to play offense? I know that you're running for school board, or you're supporting people who are, or you're thinking about it. I know this because my email inbox every day I show up is full of people who are ready to start getting local and legal, which is how we actually save this country. Not the presidential election, local and legal. But let me ask you a question. Are you ready to play offense? And here's why I ask the question. If you ask anybody on the right, most of the right, I'm not talking about the communists, most of the right, ask them what they think about all the endless filth now in schools, and you will get an answer that sounds very similar to, I just wish we'd get the politics out of it. Oh, can't we just teach math and reading? That's what you'll get. Okay. Is that offense? If you stop that communist social studies teacher from telling little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden that he's evil for being white and that America sucks, if you stop him from doing that, you get on the school board, you put a stop to that. You stop the history books, you get him out of the library, you put a stop to it. Maybe you even get that teacher fired, as you should. Did you play offense? No. You played aggressive defense. You play defense, you stop them, and it is good. That's right. I want to keep reinforcing this. It is good. If you did those things, you did a good thing. That's not offense. Are you ready to have kids learn your values? The values that built this nation? The values that will save this nation? Because your values are the values that will save this nation. I don't want my children's school teachers to be agnostic. I don't want them to be non-political. I want them to be my politics. I want the people who I allow mentor my sons for any given period of time, whether they be track coaches, swimming coaches, school teachers, Sunday school teachers, whoever it may be, whoever I allow access to my sons, I want them to push my values onto my sons. So it is an inescapable thing for them, day in and day out. Their eyes and ears are flooded with my values. Are you ready to do that? as part of your school board position? And if the answer to that question is no, then you are simply not ready to play offense yet. And I don't judge you for that. I don't judge you for that because you can't do anything about all the decades of pathetic, low-T GOP conditioning we've had in this country. We've not been taught offense our whole lives. We've been taught lameness. Let's just point out their hypocrisy. It'll work this time, guys. That's how I was taught. I know that's how you were. That's all conservatism's ever been. Can you imagine if a Republican did this? You get a lot of that under Joe Biden. People are going off about that when Joe Biden just said something horrible because Joe Biden is a subhuman. Said something horrible laughing about some kids dying of fentanyl yesterday. Here's what he said.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Ha ha ha! Two dead kids! Ha ha ha! And of course, the mother's out there crying. We played it a little bit earlier. We'll play more. And everyone on the right today. I bet I saw it a dozen times today. Can you imagine if Trump said that? Can you imagine what would happen if we stopped imagining that? Can you imagine is an effective attack on the communists? Yes, I know. If Trump had said something like that, laughed about two kids dying like that, I'm aware that it would have been consuming the media cycle for 24 to 48 hours. I am aware that we have a bunch of communist apparatchiks who run the news, who run the media in this country. I'm fully aware of it. I'm also aware that none of these people are going to stop doing the things they do by you or I pointing out what hypocrites they are. That is so lame and ineffective. You are not dealing with people who care about being hypocrites. Shoot, you're dealing with people, if you really want to wrap your arms around it, you're dealing with people who actually boast about their hypocrisy. They put it right in your face. You remember how many people could I list for you right now who violated their own COVID protocols and not in the end at the height of what was supposed to be the pandemic? I remember Andrew Cuomo when he was busy murdering 15,000 New Yorkers, telling everyone to go home, hide, wear a mask. I remember walking the streets of New York City and it was like a zombie apocalypse had come down to that place because I had to go up there and meet with some people. And I remember the next day there was a picture of Andrew Cuomo who went out to a political event, shaking everyone's hand, no mask on, giving people hugs. You think that was an accident? You think he didn't know there were cameras there? These people love to rub their hypocrisy in your face. They're bragging. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit.
That was San Francisco Mayor London Breed when she banned everybody from social gatherings. Wear a mask. That night got caught out, got quote caught with a group of 10 friends. Feeling the spirit, baby. She knew she'd get caught. We point out their hypocrisy when they're proud of their hypocrisy. They brag about it. People do this with John Kerry all the time. But John Kerry says this stuff and he flies on private jets. What a hypocrite.
The crisis we face of potentially so polluting this planet that we can't restore it, that crisis is caused by unabated emissions.
Man, what a hypocrite John Kerry is. He flies private. He doesn't care that he's a hypocrite. Part of the point of his existence is reminding you and reminding me that we are but peasants, not part of the ruling class. All right. Now, we have to have a talk. We have to have a talk about the system taking care of its own. I want to kill a crocodile. And along the animal theme, how do you escape a bear? We're going to do some self-help tips here tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. All this, what, Chris? All this is to come tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's save a baby tonight. I actually just had somebody say to me earlier today, Jesse, I wish you just dropped the pro-life stuff. This is a loser. We've already lost. Let me explain something to you. I don't care where you fall on the pro-life stuff. That's not my business. I make my own decisions. But there will never, ever, 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 ever be a time where I drop the pro-life stuff. Ever. Unborn babies deserve to be protected.
and saved. Why do you think I speak so passionately to you about preborn? They're actually saving them 150 lives a day. That's what you're saving with preborn. $28 buys that ultrasound for that young lady. Hears the heartbeat. Chooses life. 150 a day. Alive because of you. Preborn.com/Jesse. Go save another one tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We got 2 hours of fun left. You ready? We even do some fun calls. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.